You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D. Our special guest today, this is awesome, is Christy Morcom. She's with Jolene Westerling, your assistant, your helper, and Espresso, and we'll get to Espresso in a second. And I've been viciously corrected off the air. It is Wildlife World Zoo Aquarium and Safari Park, correct?
Correct.
All right, there you go. And Christy, you are someone that I've seen do this so many times, and you're a pro. Before we get into the animals, I always think Christy's great. So I wake up and watch that morning news on Saturday and Sunday just out of laziness. I don't want to do anything. So I turn it on.
Your favorite morning.
Yeah. And I see where Kim Quintero is, and I correct them, and then I reprogram the whole show. I don't know if you know that. For a while there, they used to always act like they could smell what was cooking in my house. Like they go, "Good morning, Arizona. Is that bacon? Is somebody making bacon in there?" And I'm like,
"Oh,
yeah." And I said, "That's enough. Don't." And I started to correct it and make fun of it, and they stopped. So I'm like, "Wait a minute, I might have some juice here." And then one morning they said hello to me.
Out.
Yeah. Cause they're like, "Hey, the guys at KUPD are listening." And I'm like, "Oh." And they're like, "So hopefully it's all good." And I'm like, not a lot of the times. And so there's a few things I hate, and I've corrected, and they've stopped doing it. One thing is when you're on there, it's great. You bring a crazy animal in there, and then Jamie Soretta can't keep her hands off its face, and you correct her as like she's a three-year-old, and she goes back to the face again. You're like, "All right, there's enough. No more animals for you." And then another girl comes for the next segment.
Oh, my gosh.
She can't do two in a row because I know you're backstage just going, "No more Soretta. The face touching is ridiculous."
No. Oh, my gosh. No way. I think what you're mistaking for face touching is how much they love and appreciate
no,
the animal.
No, what I'm mistaking for face touching is when Christy says, "Don't touch its face." And then she touches its face and you're like, "Stop touching its face."
Do That's not the best TV kiss the Diamondback.
It is the greatest TV ever to watch these girls do exactly what you said don't do. And then once she just grabbed an animal off your boob right on TV, and I was like, "Well, this is the best breakfast ever." She's like, "You had something resting on you," and Soretta goes, "I'm getting the whole package here." And she took it all off. Yeah, she went in after it. Like,
wow.
It was a Me Too moment. I thought you were going to sue her.
Well, oh my God. Soretta loves the animals, which is great. It's definitely so much better to be working with someone who loves the animals than the anchors who don't love the animals.
Have you run into that?
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't say that.
Out of them. I'll start naming anchor names, and then I'll know by your face.
You can say warm, cold.
Quintero doesn't care for animals.
No, I
agree. She said no. You heard her. She just agreed. You just heard her say it.
It's confirmed.
That Steve Irvin guy, which is weird because he's got the same name as the crocodile. He hates animals. I watched him pull his
He got bit by a
larrikeet. They all love animals at Channel 3. It's
Channel
great.
3, okay.
Yeah.
Not a one. There's one. Yep, there
it
is.
Oh, yeah, there's...
No. The girls, they love the animals.
Pass
which
more.
Makes the segment so much more fun and
it
entertaining.
Is. It is fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because you bring some weird stuff in there, like you've done with us this morning.
Yeah.
You were going to bring some sort of weird jungle cat, but it got too big.
Okay, so I was. If you guys would have had me on a few weeks ago, I could have brought in our clouded leopard cub.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, okay, so clouded leopards are actually really rare. Not only in the wild, but even under human care. So I'm not surprised you don't know what one is.
Yeah.
They're not very common, even among zoos. People can come out and they can see our clouded leopard inside our baby animal nursery, but Collie was just a little too big to travel.
Okay.
And
is
he
getting more mean?
Ended up with like battle wounds.
Did they fight you?
Well, no, she's just a lot bigger now and she has really sharp claws and she's so playful.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
but even her playing is powerful, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her play swipe.
So how many animals do you have over there in the baby nursery?
So the baby nursery is a really fabulous place because it's constantly changing. We have over 6,000 animals in the zoo total.
Whoa.
And with so many animals, as you can imagine, we're always having new births. And sometimes the births are out on exhibit and the babies are out with their parents. And sometimes they're being raised inside our baby animal nursery. Really, each species and each birth is specific and has its own individual needs. And we assess the situation and see if it's in the animal's best interest to raise it in the nursery. But when we do raise it in the nursery, people can come out and see all the hand-raising that's being done and be a part of it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And how come they have to be hand-raised if they're born in the zoo?
Well, it depends. So sometimes we have animals that are known for not being the greatest mothers.
Yep.
So we'll have to hand-raise them. And sometimes we're dealing with animals that are just extremely rare.
Just like humans.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's hillbilly animals, is what she's saying.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly it. There's rube, hillbilly,
look, I didn't
poor
sign
animals.
Up for this.
Yeah.
Here's the baby. Yeah. I don't want to raise it.
If they don't get a check, they're not interested. Just like us.
Exactly. Yeah, we have some of those animals in the zoo, for sure. And when we hand raise them, we can eliminate a lot of those factors that we can't necessarily eliminate when they're on exhibit to ensure the survival of the animal.
Okay. And so you guys have 6,000 different animals. Isn't that it doesn't look that big from the road.
So when you're driving by on the 303, you're only seeing Adventureland for the most part.
Oh, okay.
And
there's an underground.
Yeah, we have a whole underground.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Bunkers.
The tunnels is where things get hairy.
Yeah, that's where it's, well, that's what I want to see. The hairy tunnels. That wasn't as dirty as you guys made it. Come on. You heard that was the peanut gallery. That was not me. Please show respect around here. But I do want to see that. Anyway, so you got, and this thing started how long ago?
So we are celebrating our 35th anniversary right now. Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
It started in 84 by Mickey Olson. Wow. We're a privately owned zoo. And what's so wonderful is Mickey Olson is still there every single day. Yeah.
In the nursery.
And how does it start? You just have too many exotic animals and you got to start showing them off? How does that begin?
He was a teacher and he raised rare and endangered birds for lots of really well-known zoos throughout the country. And that's how it started. And he started accumulating more animals and then had his own collection. And in 84 decided to open it to the public because he's always been really big on education and educating the public being a teacher.
Okay.
And we've just grown from there. Now we're over 100 developed acres.
Yeah. That's amazing. And you're adopting them out starting today.
Yes.
Because we've got Espresso, the baby Yama, as I like to call it. But no, Espresso is a, how old is Espresso? This is an unbelievably cool little animal here. This is.
It's a nativity scene right now.
Oh my gosh. It's just going completely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So cute. I can't even deal.
She buckled down into a laying position because she's very comfortable with her new father, me. Espresso is a llama. I don't know how old they are. I don't know anything about them.
How old? She's several weeks old now.
Okay.
And when they're born, they're a little bit smaller than what she is. They're usually about 25 pounds. She's probably in the 30s now.
Yeah.
But they can start cruising around within an hour or two of being born. So they're really adaptable, sturdy animals. And she has completely made herself at home in your studio.
Yeah.
This is literally the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, what? And laying down next to the couch, hanging out, because I fed her.
You
said was some sort of skill, but it's just a bottle and it wanted food. I think I can
do
that.
Your best friends.
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, I'm like besties. And this is all on Facebook Live if you want to go. But and 6 feet, you say 400 pounds?
Yeah.
So just a little taller than Brady and about the same.
Yeah. But
so it works out perfect. I want this in my house. How much for your llama?
Well, we can do some negotiating off air.
No, let's do it right here on the air. Sell me that llama.
Well, the great thing is you can come out to Wildlife World because she's being raised inside our petting zoo.
Right.
So you can spend tons of time with
Espresso. I could spend all of my time if she was at my house.
All of your time. Without actually having to bring her home and care for her.
But I want that.
These guys are a lot of work.
You might not be able to get Espresso, but you could probably go on.
I want Espresso. You can't bring me this and have this happen. I want that. How much for the llama?
How much for the llama?
Yeah. You can't sell them, right?
No.
Can we trade?
I promise you, you don't want a llama as a pet. Do you live in a residential area?
Yeah, but it's I got a lot of space.
How much is a lot?
Like an acre and a quarter. You're
you have to be approved for.
Don't you even start with that? I got telling you. I got people. Don't you worry.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm approved.
Well, as long as you got that clear.
Rubber stamped. I'm fine.
Okay.
I got enough space.
What's fun is farmers oftentimes get llamas as pets, and they'll get them as guard llamas. And they do that because llamas are just so social. Naturally, they're very social creatures.
Yeah.
And when the llama's raised with a pack of whatever, goats, if they have
I got five dogs.
Their hearing's unbelievable.
So
that's
you could
why
get
good
a guard llama to protect your five dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And guard from everything?
Coyotes.
That's probably what would end up happening.
But like bad guys? Or they're not like they're in cahoots with? What's its natural predator? What eats llamas?
Okay, so as adults,
they
don't have many natural predators, especially the males,
right?
Because they have an amazing sense of smell, eyesight, and hearing. They usually detect the predators very quickly.
Okay.
And then they run and scare off the predators. And for that reason, they protect
everything around it.
Yeah.
Oh, so they run towards the danger.
Yeah.
They're one of those. Oh, my. But if something were to eat it, it would be pretty.
Well, they'll go after the young more than or the older ones, you know.
Well, sure, but I mean, if there's stuff that's got to eat them.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so llamas have been domesticated for over 5,000 years. It started down in South America.
No kidding.
So,
a big jaguar.
Cats down there, yeah. I'm sure they'd definitely go and eat a llama.
That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Why did Brady have to tell me that? Just say jaguar.
Yeah, jaguar.
Don't say it like he said.
Jaguars are so rare. You don't hear about jaguar attacks on llamas very often. Jaguars aren't usually hanging around the farms and where there's a lot of
the llamas are busy hauling coffee out of the hills.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Now, what is this animal's purpose?
Okay, so they were used as pack animals. A lot of people refer to them as the South American cousin to the camel. Sorry.
You're laughing because of that camel story.
It's been a beautiful story I told her about camels.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm never going to think of camel rides.
Brady's friend took a ride on a camel with a less than decent human being who was the camel provider.
Yeah.
And the bouncy ride made him excited. And he gave her a little coating.
Let's just say, next time someone offers me a camel ride.
Don't do it.
Don't take it.
Don't do it.
I think I'm going to have to think twice.
They better have a camel, first of all. Second.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good start.
And either way, it's not good. No, there's nothing good comes from camel ride invites. But this is just a pack animal originally.
Yeah, and these guys, like the camel, can pack around a lot of weight. So they can usually pack around about a quarter of their body weight. Okay. So a 400-pound llama is going to be able to pack around 100 pounds, no problem. And they can go trekking through the mountains up to 10 miles.
Yeah,
and they keep hydrated pretty good, too, similar to a camel.
Yes,
were they some sort of strange hybrid of something, or were these naturally, did llamas just, they're just normal?
Yeah.
And then we found them and started to mess with them.
Exactly.
What is their purpose in the wild?
Okay, so they've been domesticated for over 5,000 years.
So they're not, we've ruined it.
Yeah, they're not really wild anymore.
It's like the South American camel. Basically.
So when they
like
were.
Usually when you're cruising, you're not going to come across a
wild llama.
Wild llama.
Right.
Yeah.
But, oh man, he's cool.
But could he survive out in the wild?
Could they?
So these guys can survive in a lot of different environments. It's crazy how adaptable these creatures are.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as just loading them up and putting them out in the environment, something's going to get
an adult. You wouldn't.
Well,
put
I guess
the
it depends where you let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of natural predators are there? But we definitely don't want invasive.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to
you drop them off in the Tempe Town Lake. Not going to
do it. Would be neat, and it would be something the tourists would enjoy. But
so
I think it's,
that almost happened. Do you guys remember the llama drama? A couple years back?
There's a llama loose.
Yeah, there's several llama loose.
There were?
Yeah. And
where?
It was a huge deal.
Drama.
Here?
I can't believe you don't remember that.
I don't.
Remember, like,
yeah, because usually we're on that.
Did we talk about that?
We had to.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's all blending.
Yeah.
It's, everything's
nuts. There was like different authorities chasing these llamas down the street. I think they had helicopters chasing the llamas, and there's llama drama everywhere.
Was it that weird farmer?
Probably.
Up in Scottsdale? I kind of remember that. I remember the bulls. We had the bulls we were chasing around.
Yeah.
Oh, I do kind of remember that. That was like on Shea Road. It wasn't that far off. It was in the city, right?
But it didn't. It didn't go that long.
Dave.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What's the worst that could have happened? Other than obviously, you know, you get hit by a car.
Running in the street, causing like a major pileup.
Yeah, but yeah, like if they got loose in the woods, a couple of feral llamas.
I mean,
they'd do all right.
Fine.
They'd be all right.
Unless, they were like really aggressive male llamas, and then people were hiking through the woods and came across.
They might roll some people for their packs.
What's your favorite part of the wildlife world, too?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things that I love. So
you like animals so much. Like, you light up when
animals.
I just bring it up.
I know, I do.
What brought this on for you?
So I've actually been going to Wildlife World Zoo since I was a little kid, still in diapers before I could walk.
Really?
Yeah. So I grew up with the zoo. So I love it. It's super special to me.
Yeah.
It's something I've always wanted to do. And the petting zoo is probably my favorite.
No kidding.
That was my favorite as a kid. And I just love it because it's such a great opportunity to connect youth and people with wildlife.
Yeah. Changes. It changes people.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. And so you just, from a little kid on, said, I'm going to work here.
Yeah.
And then you got the job.
Yeah.
Did you go to school?
So I started as a volunteer. I have a couple of years of college. It was enough credits to get into an animal training college I wanted to go to in California.
Right.
And then I went out to Wildlife World to start volunteering and have that on my resume to help increase my chances of getting accepted. And I was offered a position because the great thing about Wildlife World is we hire so many of our employees from our volunteer program. And I started in the gift shop and then in education and just kind of worked my way up.
And now you're running it.
Now I've been there 11 years.
Oh, my God. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Kind of like the Columbus Zoo. I was the first zoo aide, the program they started very
similar. That didn't work out like hers. Look at you now.
Because,
you're nowhere near the Columbus Zoo.
I'm banned from it.
For the camel thing. But yeah, that's crazy. So you knew when you were a little kid, and then now here you are doing this.
Yeah.
Nothing else ever in your life you're like, maybe I'll try that?
The only other thing that I thought about trying was forensic science. I love forensic science, yeah.
Oh my God, that's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, it was a ton of work,
and
it just didn't pan out for me.
Nah, nonsense.
Yeah.
This is good, though. And so you go to the zoo. If I go to the zoo and you're going to take me someplace at that zoo, you're like, John, you got to come here
first.
You got to see this. What is it?
So it really depends on when you come out because there's always something
today,
new going
we're going
on.
Today.
Okay, you're coming today. We definitely go visit our baby giraffes. plural.
Okay.
Two.
Can I have one of those too?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I'll have one of those and this
something
llama.
Else we'll negotiate off air.
No, yeah. Just kidding. Oh my God.
Yes, yeah, so definitely cool. The baby giraffes, the baby nursery, because yeah. We have the clouded leopard cub in there. We also yeah. have an adorable baby armadillo and then a sweet little African blue duiker. Do you know what that is?
Sounds like we shouldn't say it.
I know.
I'm sorry to all the lesbians listening right now. Christy is way out of line. So, what's a blue duiker?
It is awareness week.
Yeah, that is true. It's awareness week.
Yeah, the African blue duiker is one of the world's
smallest antelopes. It's gotten
worse. Yeah.
It's African. Why can't it just be
like,
a blue duiker?
Like a dick dick.
They're often referred to as bush divers.
Okay.
That's enough.
There
you're
we go.
Just fooling
Google
around
it. Google it.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
You're just fooling around
so
now.
So we have the blue diker.
You've
and
never
then we
done
have another
this.
Small rodent, yeah. the dick dick.
Yeah. Yeah. You've never been this way on.
I'm seeing a trend.
On Channel 3, you don't talk this filth. So anyway, back to bush
There's
diving with the dikes.
About it. That's what they're called, and that's often what they're referred to.
Mm hmm. In 1950.
And they are the sweetest. They're little. They look like little chihuahua
oh
animals.
Oh my God!
They no longer bush dive though.
Well, they're done with
they
that?
Call it a Brazilian.
Well, unfortunately, their numbers are declining out in the wild. They're found in places like the Congo. And yeah, they're being hunted for bush meat.
I gotta have one of these rodents. This little. Deer?
Their natural habitat's on 7th Avenue and Ken Lake Thomas. But you can find
yeah,
them over
there's
there.
A, that's
but you
probably
don't,
the densest
look,
population.
I've been there when the bushmeat hunts happen. And yeah. I just don't belong out.
The poaching is getting out
they
of hand.
I don't want me anywhere near it. What is wrong with you?
Unfortunately, it is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
So it's thanks to successful breeding programs like what we have at Wildlife World. So yeah. If anything ever did happen to these animals in the wild, it's our hope there's enough genetic diversity under human care that we can sustain the species.
Okay. Well, there. Well, that's good, I guess.
So there's a breeding program.
There is.
I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. And they're very rare as well. So don't be surprised you've never heard of an African blue duiker. Most people haven't.
I think I saw one on the light rail once. That's it. That's the only place I've ever. I'm pretty sure. There was a guy taking pictures of it, so I'm pretty sure it was rare. Anyway, well, you're dirty. That's all that I've yeah. learned today. Christy Morcom is here from Wildlife World Zoo. And I want to go out there. And what do I do if I'm like just a regular person that wants to see it? Like, do you just wander up? You have to make appointments? What do you do?
No. So you can just come up. We have Arizona's largest exotic animal collection. And we're open every single day. So you never have to wonder, like, is Wildlife World open today?
Yeah.
We're
every day. Every all day. The time. Christmas, the time. New Year's. There are no holidays. There's nothing.
Yeah, and
the aquarium is
that
yeah. they just opened up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been
aquarium.
How many years now, but it's 11. Pretty amazing.
Now, do you your house is just packed full of creatures. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, I love animals.
Yeah.
I love to be
And you take them home
animals,
and take care of them and stuff when you have to. Like,
I have a special place in my heart for the animals that need, like, special attention
right.
and special care. And yeah.
Which ones do you have at home? What's at home right now?
Just a lot of, like, really basic things.
What does that mean?
You know, the same
you're not
thing
allowed to have them.
Everyone
you can't
has.
Tell us. Like dogs and cats.
I have lots. Yeah, I
a
have
a ferret.
Lots of cats.
Do you have a ferret?
I don't have a ferret.
How many dogs?
One.
One dog. That's not a lot. Of
what about
how
birds?
Many cats? You said lots of cats.
So, I have four cats. I have three hairless cats.
The Egyptian hairless.
The Sphinx.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. And then just like a basic
cha-ching.
And one. They're expensive. Are those expensive cats?
And then yeah. I have a couple birds. And
yeah. So it's not
what
too
kind
crazy.
Of birds?
I have an African gray and an Amazon. And they're
Toledo
really
Toledo
awesome.
Had an African yeah. gray. And
the neighbor kid cool. taught it filthy words.
Yeah.
I had to go.
Oh, so mine cat calls. So whenever I'm feeling bad about myself, I just go outside.
It hits on you?
My bird goes, cat calls?
Who taught it that?
I don't know.
You look great today, Christy.
A good teacher.
That's what I need to be training them. I need
somebody's
to be
been doing
them.
Squats.
Yeah. To compliment me.
Damn.
Yeah. It cat calls you, it just goes,
yeah.
That kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. Really? And you do feel better about yourself?
I do. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Don't you think there's something wrong there?
Maybe.
What's going on there? Let's get deeper into Christy.
Right?
What's going on with that? You yeah. don't have a problem with this.
No, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. No, no, no. I'm not with the bird. I'm saying in general what? Life. You get that at Osco, too, from the blue dikers.
The cat calling. With a blue diker in
the
hand.
Blue dikers are going to whistle at you,
but
too.
The cat calling, it's getting kind of old. I like your guys' idea.
Oh, yeah. Teach it to talk to you about,
do
yeah.
some better compliments. Like,
I love
yeah,
your hair.
Nice.
Yeah, when you change yeah. your hair, it knows and stuff yeah. like that. Okay.
Have you lost weight?
Or that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, do
yeah.
you worry about, that's what Brady wants it to say.
I would make my day. It would make my day.
Finally, someone noticed.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you have an addiction?
Like an animal addiction?
Yeah, like you're like, oh boy, I'm dangerously close to being a cat lady.
Well, you see the eyes glaze over when you mention that.
No.
You won't be a cat lady.
Definitely.
You're hyper aware of that.
Hyper aware.
Because it's dangerous. Because I'm a weirdo with animals, too.
Yeah.
Not like crazy ones, but like dog things. Like if a puppy came in, I'm like, I'm going to take it home.
Puppy!
Yeah, I want all of them. I want this llama. I'm not kidding around. When they're soft and cuddly and stuff, I got a problem.
Yeah.
So, and I know that, but I have to be careful.
If I wasn't in the field that I'm in.
Yeah.
There could be a serious problem.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
See, so when it's an outlet.
I'd probably still be on TV, but for the wrong reason.
Oh, yeah. You'd be on the news, all right.
When we pulled, you know, back in the day when we pulled the baby raccoons out of my grandfather's attic, yeah. You bring one of those home, you're like, I got to have it. So that's why I raised that one.
Yeah, that's where. What's the weirdest pet you've ever had?
Something like super basic.
You don't have anything like crazy. So you've kept. You do though. You're lying to me.
Anything
something is
poisonous?
Not true.
So I like scorpions.
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah. Like the desert hairy ones, the cool ones. Not like the little bark ones, but like the big giant ones.
You have those around the house?
Get up and
I've had
on
a
the
desert
scorpions.
Hairy. Yeah.
Why?
They're really cool.
For what?
I don't know. I feel
I've
like
had
I
a whiptail scorpion.
Yeah, I guess so. That's kind of neat, but I couldn't do it. I would have to kill that. Yeah, they're mean though, and they're huge.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so one of my favorite insects that I've ever worked with was this super fabulous emperor scorpion named Cleopatra.
Yeah,
she was amazing. Like she was.
That's
so
the
fabulous.
One with the giant.
They're
claws.
The giant black ones.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're so cool.
Yeah, and you have problems when like some guy comes to your house and is like, "Hey," and then she's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
she's got scorpions and like swords and battle axes and cats and
we had the weird look.
Yeah, you go well, yeah,
because my dad helped out.
Yeah, but
when
you...
I was like at home,
yeah.
we had access to the insects, so I had. You know, at one time, a gaboon spider, a whiptail
scorpion.
Yeah,
but I'm looking at you, Brady, and I'm thinking, you probably have some weird stuff in your house. I look at Christy, and I'm like, no weird stuff. And then it would be a surprise.
Okay, so the whiptail scorpions are amazing. I actually found one in my kitchen a couple weeks ago. I don't even know how it ended up in my kitchen, but it was huge. And I just let it live in my kitchen.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't seen it since. Every morning I get up and I look, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll find it.
You're not worried about that?
No,
like, they're not really.
Rolling over in bed and getting jammed by one of those things? That would be horrifying.
Whiptails are a little different.
No, yeah, they're
whiptails,
not.
They're like little aliens, but they're not.
They bite, though.
Crazy.
They're bugs.
Mean, they can definitely.
Get an exterminator. This is disgusting.
I know. And this is my problem. So, like.
Same thing. When I had a black widow around the house, I kept him around. And my wife's like, what are you doing?
Kill it.
And I'd take Kirby, my daughter, out at night. And we'd put one in the web. See the.
No.
Feed the.
I love that.
Because the odds of you getting bit
are high.
No.
It's a black widow.
But then
it's only job.
Especially like the bigger ones, like that tailless whip scorpion.
Yeah.
If I were to kill that, that would be like killing a crab or a creature. I'd feel terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
boil it up and don't be a hypocrite. Eat it.
I've taken some scorpions out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Don't start in with
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying. I've taken some scorpions out.
You taught
a lot.
Me how to torch them.
Yeah, now I tweeze him. No, I'd never torch. My neighbor was the torcher.
And you were right on board. You got to see this.
I take the tweezers. I use six iron.
Yeah. Yeah, he was chipping them into the neighbor's yards and stuff. Oh yeah. God. Yeah, those
Isn't
are.
That
I
crazy?
Would, I'm sorry, Christy. I would stomp that into the earth.
I feel like most people would. I guess that's where I'm a little
You're a little different.
I am.
You can get one for $30, John.
And it's misleading because you look so normal.
Oh, thank you.
Not sure that was the response I expected. That's I try, but wow. Yeah. So the llama is for sale until Sunday, and I'm going to pick him up this weekend. But you can go out there and see this beautiful, absolutely stunning
Gorgeous.
Animal, Espresso, the baby llama who – and the mom's at the zoo?
Yeah, so back in Adventureland by the roller coaster, we have a big herd of llamas, and we have two babies back there. And then you can see Espresso in the petting zoo with lots of other different species. She has species like goats and deer and chickens as friends.
Man, what animal do you want to bring into this place, but nobody says you can? Because I'll make it so you can.
Okay, so
let's bring a little elephant.
Depending on like what I bring in, dictates how popular I am. So a cute little animal like this, people love me.
Yeah,
like they want me around. I bring in a giant snake, and there's like people running from me.
Yeah, snakes are. We've seen those. Yeah. I want something.
Yeah, but
goofy.
You want to? You could bring a 200-pounder in.
I want a little elephant in this room someday.
That would be amazing. So if we arrange for that, can I be here too?
Of course you would be here. You're the only reason it would happen, right?
So we don't have elephants.
Oh, we got to get us an elephant. Let's make that happen. What's the biggest one you got that you can bring in here?
I have a really fabulous warthog named Waylon.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, he's quite amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the warthog, okay. I'll do that.
And none of the big cats? We can't bring those in?
Not once they're big, but as cubs, we can
close the door,
in.
let's let the lion out.
We can't just roll them in?
It wouldn't be safe.
That's the fun.
There is a guy.
Yeah, we have protective barriers at the zoo as they get
All right. Take away all the fun of the wild
beast. We do it
beast.
One time and then we can never do anything again.
But that's still, we'll go down in history, the predatory cat that ate the radio show.
Yeah. Huge ratings.
That would be amazing.
That would. That
would be unbelievable. And you'd be like, hey, they asked for it. You'd be on the news going, not my fault. They were begging me to bring it. We're in. Christy, thank you for coming here this morning. And all you're doing over there is pretty cool. And keep telling Soretta to knock it off. In fact, I'd like you to say, John, next time you're in there, just say, John would like me to do this, and then take duct tape and wrap it around her hands.
Oh, my gosh.
And just go, Holmberg said this is a necessity because you won't listen to me. And you're so patient with them. I would have just screamed at them 100 times over.
Oh,
and then they bring in another one, and she starts touching the face. Like, Kylie comes over there. Hi, Christy, what do you got? Face. And then grabs the face of the animal you just said don't.
Bring in something that's pretty, like, if you can get a pelican and say they love to be kissed.
There you go. Oh, yeah, get something that hurts the news lady.
You would be surprised. They have such a healthy respect for the animals. It's great.
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. But they just, every time you say don't touch it, their hand goes up. It's like it's you're not telling me kind of thing. The Wildlife World Zoo Aquarium and Safari Park off the 303. You can't miss it when you go by. It's just this oasis in the middle of the 303. You're like, oh, there it is. You can't miss it. It's out. There's even a roller coaster for some reason.
Yeah.
For the animals, right?
10 rides out there.
You get to ride with an animal?
It's enrichment for the guests and for the animals.
That's got to be great. Can I take my llama on the roller coaster?
So when you're on the roller coaster, you will be on the roller coaster among our llama family.
Oh, they're living in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just like in the wild.
They actually have to run on the belt that motors the cars.
Yeah, they have to keep them moving. Well, I love this animal so much, I want it. I don't know how I can. I'm just going to start scouring the black web for a small llama. Because if you won't sell it, I'm getting one. I'll show you. Christy Morcom over there, Wildlife World Zoo. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank
always.
You for having us.
A pleasure. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.